I said, and his name's town after Fort Gaines. He buried that.
He's a general.
Yeah. They name everything down on the tombstone right there, Fort Gaines.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, he's ready to sit in the uniform at Buck Hall, I believe. Right back in the house. I was sitting up right side of the room there. Tall tomb sitting.
Now, back to, say, how'd you build a fire in the fireplace, or what some of the...
Oh, I don't remember. We always had matches.
Yeah.
My grandmother said back in them days, when she was coming up, they always had a get cotton, you know, and tear it up, make it fire real thin. Then take flint, two flint rocks, and hit them together and knock them sparks, and they get that cotton and burn and get the blow in it and get the fire started. That way, my grandmother said, oh, she knew anybody.
Before you went to bed at night, you always put on a big...
Yeah, kept the fire going all the time, so they tell me. Now, some of them say they take sticks and rub them together, but I ain't never seen nobody strike fire with sticks yet. I seen Boy Scout get out of that man in the room and it was just...
What I meant was when you were coming up before y'all went to bed at night, wouldn't you bank up the fire?
Oh, yeah. Keep the house warm during the night. Bang up. Had what they call a fire screen, put it around in front of the fireplace, you know, so and the wood rolled down during the night, wouldn't roll out in the floor and set the house on fire. And sometimes fire pop out, you know, make pop coal right in the floor. And had that screen up around it where to kick it, you know, hold it better.
What sort of wood did you burn?
Oak wood.
Did it burn best?
Oh, yeah, it burned best, huh? Make the hottest fire. Now we started off with lighter, you know. Let's go out in the woods there and get that rich pine and lighter knots. Back in them days, you could get lighter anywhere, you know. Now you can't. I don't know if it was one lighter stump or that one was sitting right there because that them lily pads out there and it's about.
Did you ever have to clean out the chimney or the fireplace?
No, it'd catch on fire sometimes and clean itself out.
All that black.
Yeah, man, you could sometimes. Really little, yeah, that pond we had, you know, that fireplace there.
Uh-huh.
Well, he had to clean that chimney. And the skid marked in him one day, man. They had a big coal, they had a big fire in the fireplace. All at once, went whoo. And they went out the door, and what it was, and seen fire shooting straight out by the chimney, and burning that shut out.
Really?
Yeah. It burned itself.
Oh, that's right. You used to live over by the pond, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Now, what happened to that? What did Papa do with it? My grandpa do with it?
He sold getting all the paper company.
You know, that was one of the best fishing lakes. That was a good fishing lake, wasn't it?
Yeah, Jimmy.
Well, when he stocked it, then.
Yeah. That time this year, pond broke over here.
Just about to go out. It needs to be drained anyway, I think. You know, it's getting all kind of thick and down there.
How that boat is over there? Boat in there is good.
It's about to, it's leaking and far, and I pulled it out of the water a while back.
I built that thing.
You did?
Yeah.
You built that boat? Well, it's been a good boat. Cause how long ago
it was? Oh, I had it. I had that boat 7-8 years well put down there.
Uh-huh. It's been there a long
time. Your granddad put it down there.
Long time.
Yeah, I had it on the river for a long time.